At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This is one of the things that rich people get a lot of S for. And I gotta say, if I was a rich person, I would also use my private jet all the time. Because I'm an ahole. Kylie Jenner is getting backlash for flying her private jet to the wedding in Venice. So apparently, what are your feelings on this, Bob? You look like you have a resigned look on your face.
I feel very conflicted about the private jet thing because it's not like she can fly Delta.
No, she can fly Delta. She could get on.
You don't think it would cause mayhem? If famous people were
famous
on
people
flights?
Do use flights. I mean, so they sit in first class and they get their special treatment. They sit in their private lounge or whatever. But once they're on the plane, I mean, yes, it would be annoying for them.
Yeah.
But she could do that. Should she? Must she? If I was super rich, I'd be like, I'm not flying on a plane with other people. Come on, I got my own plane. I'm going to go on that. But it is unbelievable what that single flight did. It just makes you realize, like, well, look, flights are going all the time. All the time. Commercial airlines. There's
24/7 right, there are, all over the globe.
There are probably, I don't know, I can't even estimate, 5,000 planes in the air right now. I have more. I have no idea. A lot. This one plane. What are you laughing about?
The number is so hard. Like, 5,000 or more. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I don't know.
What
so
am
what
I
do,
laughing at?
What do you think the number is?
I'm going to ask Google right
okay,
now.
Yeah.
What was the question?
How many planes are in the air right now?
Oh, thousands.
Like 5,000.
You're doing the same thing.
Yeah, actually, yeah, 5,000.
Do you think more or do you think less?
I think exactly 5,000.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Exactly 5,000.
On a typical day, there are between 8,000 and 20,000 airplanes in the sky worldwide.
Jesus.
There's your number.
So here we're talking about one plane, which was carrying three people. Well, plus whatever staff is on there.
The team.
Oh,
if you have like 10 plus people on the PJ, I think it starts to be more acceptable.
Because on the PJ, I didn't realize it was called the PJ, but yes, now when I'm rich, I will call it the PJ.
I have a question.
Yes, dear.
Is this young lady,
Kylie Jenner,
Timothée's partner, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Is she actually featured on the Kardashian show? Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then she does have to answer. Like, that's the thing. If you're doing a job where you're publicly seen and you expect people to watch or participate, then she does kind of have to answer to public, you know, opinion. Or
accept
the ratings, you know, dip if they say, that's it. I'm not watching that anymore.
Right.
Which is a real thing. And
I think the bulk of their money, it would seem to me, I know they make big deals for that show. And it's on Hulu now. Like, the production level is 10 times what it was when it was on E! But they make, it seems to me like they make all their money off of their products and their Instagram.
Well, at this point, it is for their promotion. The TV show is to promote whatever other side things they have. But I didn't know if she was featured. The little episode I saw many, many years ago, she would have been a little kid. I don't even think she was on it.
She was on it when she was little, but not.
I never saw her.
She and Kendall were, I would say, mid-teens when that show started.
That feels right.
And they were, and Kendall was already modeling. I think she'd already modeled, so she was featured a little bit more. But Kylie was, you know, I think she's the best looking one of all of them right now. Like of all the times that I've gone, oh, you shouldn't have done that to your face. I'm like, no, you did all the right stuff. You did great. You look fantastic. I just think she's gorgeous. Anyway, I haven't even gotten to the whole thing. So she owns a $73 million private jet. Fun fact. That's how much a jet costs. A lot of rich people just buy a share in like a NetJets or something, right? So that they can, it still costs them, you know, thousands of dollars to take the flight, but they're a member of this thing. And so that's, they're part of it. So she flies private, her private jet, to Jeff Bezos's wedding. And that single trip emitted the same amount of CO2 that the average person would if you drove your gasoline car around the world three times. That single flight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's how much... it's something like 24 tons of CO2 from that one. Now, that's exactly it. 24 tons of carbon pollution. The private jet. 12 hours of flight time. Apparently spread across a handful of days. So, but think about, like, I don't even know what that looks like. I mean, we're talking about carbon. Like, I just don't know what would 24 tons of carbon look like? Because these 20,000 planes that are in the air are all also emitting constantly. Greta Thunberg is very upset about it. Anyway, she goes on her private jet and she's, of course, there's backlash. Although if I were Kylie Jenner, you know what you should do, Kylie? just don't. I'm sure she doesn't read every comment that comes in on her, like anything that gets posted or any people that find out that all she has to do is like not open her phone and she'd be like beautifully oblivious, just like rich, beautiful and oblivious.
Okay. I have a thought. If you think of flying as like when we take Delta or whatever, Spirit, as public transportation, then is taking your private jet the same as owning a car? Relatively?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because like there are methods for us to, instead of drive, we could take trains and buses, but it would take a lot longer. Yes. It would be more uncomfortable.
It's way less convenient,
way
for sure.
Way less convenient. Yeah. And then when you get to that level, and I don't know why I'm defending using a private jet, but I just can't help but think if I was a billionaire, when you look at your life and how much stuff you have going on and the responsibilities and the pressure and how
what your time is worth.
Yeah, your time is worth so much more.
Right.
I think that's how it starts to become more acceptable in your, how you start to justify it in your head, even as someone like Leonardo DiCaprio, who we talked last week while you were out about, he was getting a lot of backlash because he also took a private jet.
And he is a huge environmentalist.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the crap that he's getting, though, is that he's being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So in his mind,
this is just who she is.
Right.
Maybe he's justifying it because he knows, hey, like I spend this much time doing this much good towards the environment. And relatively speaking, in order to protect my peace, my time, my efficiency, this makes the most sense. And maybe he thinks it kind of like counterbalances.
And do you think that I kind of think it does. And like you said, it's hard for Leo DiCaprio to be standing in line waiting to get on a plane. Like he's Leo, I've flown private twice and I shouldn't have because it's so convenient and awesome that you go, oh, these friggin' rich people, you know, like, but
you'd say to yourself, never again. Going through the airport, the first time you get to security and they say, I know you've waited an hour or 40 minutes or whatever it is, but I need you to take your shoes off. Right then you go, F this.
Yep.
I am not bending over in this right here, walking bare. No. Because you have the money.
When you fly private, you pull into a lot off the side of the airport. You drive up to the plane. You get out. They grab your luggage for you. You show them your driver's license, maybe. I don't even know. Whatever. I had to. You get on the plane. And then the host guy who was taking us to their place, he calls his wife and says, I'm running late. I'll be there pretty soon. Like, there's no, all the stress is removed from
Look,
it.
I think it comes down to, because we're sitting here defending this. And
I don't know if we're defending it or did. We're just, yeah, I'm just saying, I can't deny that if I was a billionaire, I would definitely have a private jet.
You're reminding me of this conversation I saw on video of Ben Affleck. And he was saying something to the effect, and maybe you played it, maybe I saw it on the internet, but he was saying something like, you know, the debate between, you know, the goal of being rich and famous. I tell people, rich, be rich. Fame will leave you completely unhappy. You'll think it'll be great to be loved everywhere you go, but that's not how fame plays. And he's talking from experience and saying, go for the money.
Yeah.
And there it is. Like, there's a lady who still has to answer to people because she has a public persona and she's got products she wants people to buy. So it'll be interesting if the backlash is legit or not. I don't think it will be.
Oh, no.
But it's wasteful. We can all agree. It's wasteful. You flew a private jet to a wedding, to the most wasteful wedding maybe in the history of the worlds.
Maybe.
So yeah, wasteful. Yeah.
But it's also wasteful for me to get on a plane and go to Miami, Florida for the weekend just for fun. And that's socially acceptable.
Yeah, nobody would ever think twice. Although that plane was already going to go there. And at least you filled a seat.
I don't know. The argument could be maybe it's more worthwhile to have a full plane but then someone might go, this is why you can't win. Someone might go, well, at least if it was lighter, there'd have been less, you know, carbon emission.
Let's just all walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Just be done with it.
It's the most human thing to get used to a standard and adapt to it and then not be able to go backwards.
Yep.
You know,
we all do that in so many ways.
I was talking to my daughter who has gone in and out of certain anxiety. You know, and she seems to be okay with it now because we flew to Hawaii in February, But she has had times where she doesn't want to fly and she's scared and she starts to get like hyperventilating and whatever. And I was talking to her about, you can have as big or as small a life as you want. It can still be a great life. You don't have to fly. You can live in your town and have your friends and make, you know, build your life. So it is really just all of these options that are available to us are almost too tempting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see if you got the money and you're like, man, you know, it'd be really fun. But in reality, we don't need that.
No.
You don't need it. You could have a great life and have your feet be your only carriage. Hi, Bob Marley.
Nice.
You know.
But if you want, if you have a private jet, use your private jet. I don't know. I really feel like.
You're not mad at her.
I'm not mad at her because I know that I would do it too.
The end.
The end. Exactly. In fact, we're out of time.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.